Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
Luke, the 21st chapter, in verse 19, in your patience, possess your souls. Possess your souls. See, we're not just talking about possessing a land. We're talking about possessing you. Possessing your soul. Getting control of your soul, the area of your emotions and your will and your personality. We've got to get control of that. And when we do, when we get control of that, man, we are living the promised life. We're living the promised life. It's like living in the promised land. But notice he says, by your patience or in your patience, possess your souls. Patience is key to possessing this promised life God has for you. Remember, life is what's going on in you more than what's going on around you. What's going on in you? Are you living the life? Are you living? And again, if you're living the life on the inside, it's going to affect the world around you. But the world around you is always going to have issues, because in the world you're going to have tribulation. We're not in heaven yet. I don't know if you figured that out or not yet, but we are not in heaven yet. We are in a cursed earth. We're in an earth where a lot of people are yielding to the devil, and you know, we are surrounded by that and have to experience that to some degree all the time. So it's not like the world around us ever is going to be perfect, but what we possess on the inside will affect our lives on the outside. And there is a promised life of God that we are to possess for our souls. Take possession of our soul. Take our souls back from all the emotional drama that the devil has caused in our souls. Has anybody experienced any emotional drama in their life? All kinds of emotional drama. All kinds of emotion. They've experienced all kinds of out of control emotions at time. I mean, I know, not right now. You're doing good right now. But it's time to get all that brought into subjection. Bring all that under control. So now the peace and rest of God dominates our soul. But again, patience is key to this. Notice, in your patience, possess your souls. Notice in Hebrews chapter 6. We got to keep our focus on what it's supposed to be focused on. It's not on money. It's not on material things. Although we're going to take that. We are taking that. That's a part of our inheritance. We're possessing that. But the main thing is our souls, bringing our souls into subjection to the Word of God, submitted to the promises of God. So now that all the promises of God are dominating us, and we're living this promised life. You know, God's got a lot of good promises. His promises are to be dominating our soul. That's what we should be seeing. No matter what we're going through in the natural, our soul. What's our souls feeling? What's our souls experiencing? The promises of God. My body's feeling lousy, but my soul is saying, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. You know, the condition of your soul is so important when it comes to health. It's amazing how many sicknesses and problems in life are rooted in the soul and not in the body, even though people are experiencing the fruit of it in their body. But the real problem is in the soul. Hold your place there. I'll show you. Psalm 103. Here's an example. No, it's 107. Psalm 107. In verse 17, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. So notice that the less foolish we are and the wiser we become, the less we're going to experience affliction. Right? He says, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities were afflicted. Verse 18, their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Notice that in verse 18, their soul abhorred all manner of food. You know, many times when people are dealing with sickness in their body, they don't want anything to eat. Right? And I mean, you know, sometimes you can look at that and say, well, there's natural reasons for why they don't want, you know, they don't want to eat. They don't have an appetite. But notice here, it's more than that. It says their soul abhorred all manner of food. How many people have ever experienced a time in your life where you weren't feeling very good in the physical, and then you smelt food that normally you would say, oh, that smells good. But when you smelt it, it wanted to make you sick. How many people know what I'm talking about? You smelt food that, you know, shouldn't bother you. I mean, it's a nice aroma. You know, it's your favorite meal maybe. But, oh, please, you don't even want to smell it. There's times where a person that's dealing with an illness, they don't even want to hear about food. Well, what are we talking about here? We're not just talking about something physical. We're talking about your soul recoiling at the mention of something, the mention of something, or the smell of something. That's more than just, I don't have an appetite and I can't eat. That's your emotions. I said, that's your emotion, which means what? Which means this problem, this illness, is in the person's soul, not just in their bodies. Their very soul is abhorring food and thus keeping them from eating, keeping them from perhaps doing the very thing that would help them get better. Their soul is drawing back. You see that? And then he says in verse 20, he sent his word and healed them. Well, is the word of God physical? No, the word's not physical. It's spiritual. And we use God's word to renew our minds and to save our souls. We save our souls by using God's word. So the word of God is what's sent to fix the problem, which is something going on in the person's soul. And once the soul gets corrected by the word of God, what's going to happen to the body? It's going to receive healing. The body is no longer going to resist healing. The body will receive the healing. So many problems in life are in a person's soul more than in their body. So you and I are to be experiencing the promises of God in our soul, or the word of God in our soul. And as we're experiencing God's word in our soul, no matter what's going on around us, it's not going to affect us. No matter what's going on around us, it's not going to affect us. God's word will triumph. Our souls, if possessed with God's word, will overcome anything that we're experiencing in the physical. Filling yourself up with the promises of God. Laying hold of the promises of God with your soul. Even believe this, and what? Patience stands. And it resists everything that is contrary to what the word of God says. So Hebrews chapter 6, he tells us right here in verse 12. He says that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Now that word inherit can also be translated receive the promises, or possess the promises. So he says, through faith and patience, possess the promises. It's through faith and patience that we possess the promises of God. So it's not just faith, but it's patience. We believe, but now, man, we've got to stand. We've got to continue to believe. Continue to believe. Stay in faith. That's patience. Staying in faith requires patience. You don't have any more faith than you have patience. That's a good one to know. When your patience ran out, so did your faith. You cannot be impatient and be in faith. If you're being impatient about stuff, you're not in faith. I can't tell you, I can't. You're not in faith. I can't wait anymore. You're not in faith. And anything that's not of faith is sin. So there's never a good time to be outside of faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God, right? And if we're not in faith, and we're over here in impatience, then we're also in unbelief. By impatience and unbelief, the devil possesses you. See? But by faith and patience, we possess the word. We possess the promises of God. So if we're going to have active living faith, which is really the only kind of faith to have, then we have to also be patient. Patient concerning the promises of God. Patience dispossesses all the enemies of peace in your soul. You have any enemies of peace in your soul? Some anxiety. Fleshly things, like, you know, we read about over here in Galatians chapter 5. Verse 19 of Galatians 5. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness. Now it's interesting, Jesus said all these things, even adultery, all these things. He said they proceed out of the heart of man. They come from within. When we look at these things, many times we think of just the physical act of these things. But these things proceed first out of the soul. And he said, that's what defiles a man. He said, remember, he said, it's not what goes in the mouth that defiles a man. It's what comes out of man that defiles a man. And then he talked about all these kind of things right here, these works of the flesh. They come out of a man and they defile a man. So where do they come out of? They come out of the soul. Before anybody commits adultery in the physical, they're committing it in their soul first. Before anybody's in fornication, any kind of sexual immorality in the natural, they're first immoral in their souls. They've crossed lines in here. They got sexual immoral problems going on inside first, and it's only manifesting on the outside. Uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred. Hatred. I mean, that's something that's going on inside a person. There's a lot of folks, they cover up hatred. Hi. But on the inside, they're full of hatred. It's only a matter of time before it comes out somewhere or another. Contentions, arguing, bickering. It's really not about the toothpaste cover, honey. You're contentious. You're angry. And that's in your soul. Contentions are in the soul. These things come out of people. You're responding contentiously because contention is in your soul. I know you, some of you don't like this, but I'm trying to help you see how much you need to possess the soul with the promises of God. We got to get the promises of God in our soul. We got to get the peace of God dominating our soul, the rest of God dominating our souls. Hallelujah. And so when we see an out of control life where there's no self-control, when we see that there's harshness instead of gentleness, then we understand This is all the fruit of the lack of patience. These are all the result of the lack of patience. If you had patience, you wouldn't be involved in any one of these things. If you had patience, you'd have peace. If you'd have peace, then you wouldn't be trying to run around and commit things that are immoral and indecent. Why? Because you got peace. A person that's pursuing immorality and immoral life is a person that has no rest in their souls. They have a lot of unrest. People that operate in any of these, the outbursts of wrath, contentions, anger, drunkenness, rivalries, envy, all these things, tell us what? There's no rest on the inside of you. You're full of unrest, which means what? There's no patience. Patience brings peace. If you have patience, you got peace. No peace, no patience. No patience, no faith. Let's say that again. No peace means no patience. No patience means no faith. See? So we have to build our faith up and we have to exercise our faith by continuing to believe the word of God, and through our patience, continuing in the word of God and believing the promises of God, what's going to happen? We're going to possess our souls. Our souls are going to be possessed with the promises of God. Our souls are going to be possessed with the life of God. Oh, hallelujah. And then what begins to happen? Peaceful things start flowing out of our life, out of our soul. Even in negative circumstances, somebody slaps you across the cheek, you turn them the other one. Because there's no anger, there's no hatred in you, there's no contentions in you, there's none of this ugliness in you. So something smacks you on the outside and Jesus comes out from the inside. You see? Somebody say, I'm possessed with the promises of God. If you see me foaming a little bit, you know what the problem is. Hallelujah. Patience dispossesses all the enemies of the soul. All these enemies of the soul. Patience will drive them out. But where patience is lacking, the enemy is still attacking.
The devil's attacking. The devil's attacking.
Yeah, but when you got peace, and you're full of the word of God, you know what the word said. Devil's under my feet. Under my feet. Devil's attacking. Devil's under my feet. See? It silences the enemy. It renders him powerless. Because again, without unbelief, the devil can do nothing. Can you say amen? Somebody say there's peace and patience. And I'm supposed to be possessed with it. Possessed with peace. That's what he's telling me. In your patience, possess your souls. Patience brings peace into your soul. Patience is full of peace. Impatience is full of unrest. Right? So patience, possessing the soul, brings peace into your soul. Brings rest into your soul. And we need to be becoming the most restful, peaceful people on the planet. The most restful, peaceful people on the planet are the people of God. Hallelujah. And that means you're standing in faith and patience. And what's going to happen? You're going to see the promises of God one by one come to pass in your life. And you're not worried about a calendar. Because you're in patience. You're enjoying the very ride to the promised land. I said, you're enjoying the ride to the promised life. Hallelujah. Because your enjoyment is on the inside. Your enjoyment's on the inside. And it's affecting the outside. It'll cause things to become easier and more enjoyable on the outside. I believe that, don't you? That's the promise of God for you and I. Hallelujah. Well, let's go there quickly. We're here in Hebrews. Go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, look at this in verse 8. For if Joshua, Yeshua, had given them rest, talking about Joshua, you know, the one that took Moses' place, and he brought the children of Israel into the promised land, didn't he? Well, that promised land was called a place of rest. See, it was to be a place of rest from all their enemies round about. So he brought them into that place of rest. But notice he goes on here in the New Testament says, for if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterwards have spoken of another day. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. See, the rest they had under the old covenant through Joshua was only a type and shadow of the true rest of God that was to come through Jesus Christ. And interesting, Jesus' name in Hebrew is Yeshua, Joshua. So if Joshua had given them rest, Joshua is a type of our New Testament Jesus. It's the same name. Jesus in the Greek, Yeshua in Hebrew, Joshua in Hebrew. So you see the type and shadow right there in the very names. If Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterwards have spoken of another day. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. What's that? That's the rest within. That's this possessing of our soul, possessing the promises of God. Verse 10. For he who has entered his rest, God's rest, has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. In other words, we're not the ones trying to make it all happen. We got to stop trying to make it happen. We're not the ones that are going to make it happen. God's going to make it happen. I'm going to cease from all my laboring and striving and trying to make it happen. I'm going to let God bring it to pass. I'm just going to believe, continue to believe, and let God bring it all to pass. Hallelujah! Come on, thank him if you believe it tonight. Praise God. Come on, give him a shout.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org, and you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.